And I'm Lisa.
And this is the Paid Media Playbook, where we talk to marketing professionals about their challenges, tactics, and triumphs.
Join us here at Double Z Media for weekly conversations about media strategies for marketing leaders.
Hey, Laura.
Hey, Lisa.
Well, the Kraken game we went to this weekend was a heck of a lot of fun. I'd never been to an NHL game before.
Last night was super fun, a lot of energy and a lot of people, a lot of eyeballs. From an impression standpoint, there was a hell of a lot of people there and there was great music. And unfortunately, the Kraken lost and they were on a streak and now they're on a losing streak. So that's kind of sad. But we left between them.
There was about like 5 minutes left of the game.
Yeah.
We waited pretty long, but...
Yeah, and if anybody knows Seattle traffic down by Mercer, it's worth it to leave early and just listen to it.
Well, what I noticed was all of the different sponsorships. There were so many, mostly like big national brands, but a couple of local ones too. And it was just so interesting to think about like who wanted to be there, who they were trying to talk to, like who they expected to be at a hockey game. And yeah, all of the different, some of them had, you know, static signs, and some of them were on the digital boards, just a lot going on.
What stood out to you? What brands, like, did you kind of come away with? I know I saw that big bandstand Toyota with neon, like, buttresses around the stage, the jazz stage. And so I was like, wow, that's, Toyota's really doing it up there, kind of by that lounge. What, Moe Chandon Lounge? Yeah, that was quite the spectacle. Toyota did it up. I saw local banks, local restaurant, one local restaurant. Yeah, I am not sure Toyota makes sense from a sponsorship standpoint.
There was the hospitals, which I thought was interesting.
Yes, I do too. I do too. I think
are they saying that they're the ones who patch up the hockey guys?
No, I know. I've been to a lot of sporting events there and every single one of them have the big hospitals. Like it's a thing. And I wonder, is it just because everybody else is there and they have to be there? Like have they created a monster like the old days with the yellow pages and plumbers? Where they used to compete. I remember this one guy, he would be like, they've got three pages in the yellow pages. We have to have four. And so they would just keep buying them. And it was like $1 million, like each time. And they didn't care because it was like a ego thing. But now this obviously I don't think is like this, you know, entrepreneur, solo proprietor with an ego. This is a hospital, but they see this other hospital and this other healthcare. And they're like, well, we should probably be here too. That's all I can figure. And it's a lot of money. I hope that, you know, again, like Toyota, it's pretty much all ages. There's something to appeal to everybody. Obviously, anybody could go to the hospital at any time. So you kind of want to be at the top of mind if you're going to, in this market, be at Swedish or Virginia Mason. You know, those are big decisions, I guess, in the heat of the moment. So,
yeah.
I don't know. I honestly.
Kraken spiced rum, I thought was excellent. Oh,
yes. No brainer. Very good. Yeah, that was a great one. Yeah, that was. Go ahead.
The one that stood out to me the most was Pepsi. And they weren't one of the static ones that was always there, like at the rink through the whole game, I don't think. I noticed them because even though it wasn't consistent, every once in a while, they would have a big graphic flash across the digital board, like the higher level up in the stadium. A whole thing at once, like there was something moving across the entire stadium, and you know, the Pepsi logo.
Yes.
So I was like, oh, what's going on up there? And then Pepsi was like, it's us, we're going on up here.
I like that. I think that's pretty genius, especially being up there where the, you know, you've got the families who are bringing a bunch of kids and in the higher levels because it's expensive to take a whole family. And then they've got Pepsi taking over the whole stadium on every screen up there and just having the same motion go through, you know.
But only for like 5 seconds every half an hour. And I really wonder if that's more or less expensive than having a static like logo down on the rink all the time.
Mm. Yeah, I'm sure. I agree that that is probably having just a little bit of frequency, you know, consistent frequency throughout the game versus having this static thing sit on the tough
and you're
one.
Looking at the ice though, because that's where the game is happening.
Mm-hmm. But you're also talking, the motion. Yep. And families up high there, and the kids, you know, are seeing that impression for sure. Mm-hmm. I agree. And I honestly, for the amount of beer, because I went around looking for a decaf coffee because I'm trying to do dry January, right? The amount of beer places there and the lack of beer that I saw in the sponsorships, like I didn't see a ton of beer. I think
there
maybe
was no beer. Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm like, I wonder if, I mean, I don't know. I mean, every single brewery was there in Seattle, you know, they had like little kiosks of breweries, huge bars, you know, Lisa and I were in the suite level. So we were there, but I also went down to that lower level into the like different clubs. And it was just, it was overwhelming the amount of beer. And I was like, God, I don't want to drink right now. Just want a decaf coffee too. Anyway,
sounds
just bitching
like
about that.
A Starbucks sponsorship.
No, and the lady's like, there's a Starbucks around the corner. And all I know is that if I was going to sponsor something, if Double Z Media was going to sponsor anything at a Kraken game, I would just like wrap both Zambonis.
Yes. The most fun to watch.
Right? Just like, don't worry about all this other stuff. There's the Zamboni. It's just, it says it all. Everybody loves the Zamboni. Yeah. And they would have to announce it when it came out, because they do.
Yeah.
They'd be like, the Double Z Media Zambonis, they're coming out. And you get a solid 20 minutes of exposure during halftime. Moral of the story here is, are going to sponsor at a hockey game. Make sure it's the Zambonis.
Yeah.
Until next week. Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Paid Media Playbook. Want more content like this? Follow